Hello children, today we will be learning about the rise and spread of Islam, which is the third chapter of your history book. We shall now discuss the conditions that existed in pre-Islamic Arabia. In the 6th century, there were no major kingdoms in Arabia. The Arabs at that time were divided into tribes that were constantly at war with one another. Each tribe had its own god, and idol worship was a common feature. Most Arabs were wandering camel herdsmen. There were few important cities, out of which Mecca was the most important. Kaaba, a pilgrimage shrine which served as a central place of worship for many Arabs, was located in Mecca. We shall now focus on the early life of Prophet Muhammad. He was born in 570 CE and was brought up by his uncle. He grew up to become a trader. However, his contact with Christians, Jews, and their religious belief soon inspired him. He lost interest in trading and turned towards spiritualism. When he was 40 years old, he had a vision to believe that God had chosen him to be the messenger of the divine message. So he began preaching the word of God to the people of Mecca. Now we shall learn about his teachings. Prophet Muhammad believed that there is only one God, Allah, and that all men were equal in the eyes of the all-powerful Allah. He asked the people to put away their idols and submit to the will of God. He also listed the 5 principles or pillars of Islam, which is enlisted in your history books on page 19. We shall now move to the second part of this chapter, which is the spread of Islam. Initially, the people of Mecca were hostile to Muhammad. So, in 622 CE, Muhammad left Mecca and went to Medina. This marks the beginning of the Muslim calendar. Medina is a city in Saudi Arabia. However, after a few years, Muhammad was able to defeat the army of Mecca and re-enter the city. He then made Kaaba the main shrine of Islam. Gradually, Islam spread throughout Arabia, Syria, Iraq, Persia, and so on. So a caliphate was established over this area. Abu Bakr, Umar, Usman, and Ali were the caliphs who succeeded Muhammad. So children, we see how Prophet Muhammad laid the foundation of Islam, and now the Umayyads will take it forward. The Umayyad dynasty ruled from 661 to 750 CE. They conquered new territories, which also helped in the spread of Islam. In 750 CE, the Umayyads were overthrown by the Abbasids. They shifted their capital to Baghdad. Harun al-Rashid was a famous ruler of this dynasty. This period saw an outburst of cultural growth. Literature, art, and science flourished. Great epics and scientific work were translated into Arabic. The Abbasids ruled for more than 500 years. However, the Mongols captured Baghdad in 1258 and ended the Abbasids' rule. New Islamic empires developed, the leading one being that of the Ottoman Turks. They conquered Constantinople and renamed it as Istanbul. It became the capital of their empire, which is known as the Ottoman Empire. We shall now discuss a few achievements of the Arabs. The Arab civilization of that time was much more advanced than that of its European counterpart. The Arabs controlled trade between Europe and the East. All major trade routes passed through Baghdad. The best Greek, Indian, and Iranian civilization was assimilated by the Arabs. The Arabs made great advancements in mathematics, astronomy, and chemistry. They discovered new chemical compounds. They made clocks and designed machines to irrigate the fields. In literature too, the Arabs produced some fine work, such as the Rubaiyat by Omar Khayyam, the Shahnameh by Firdowsi, and the Arabian Nights. They tell us about the culture and life of the people. The highly advanced Arabian civilization was the link between the ancient and the modern world. I hope you understood, children. Thank you.